With more teams participating and more money raised than ever, this year's coldest night of the year, CNOY, fundraiser in Aurelia was the biggest success in the event's 10-year history. A fundraising total of more than $200,000 is expected after Saturday's event. More than 670 people took to the streets of Aurelia to raise awareness for the lighthouse. Of the 182 locations participating in Canada, Aurelia is currently in the top 5 for fundraising. Linda Goodall, executive director of the lighthouse, says CNOY has been pivotal for the not-for-profit organization. People go out together as a community and walk in the cold, she said. We've had a 6-week-old baby up to a 95-year-old woman participate in this event, so coming together for that kind of awareness is huge. Without the money CNOY brings in for the lighthouse, Goodall says, it wouldn't be possible to support the community's most vulnerable population. Everything that we raise at the lighthouse goes directly to the participants, she said. Whether it's food, heat, hydro, beds or staff, all of it goes toward the participants and helping them reach their success. Watching the event continue to grow over the past decade has been exciting for her. Over the years, other communities have reached out to us in Aurelia to ask how we have achieved this success every year, she said. Now, we are watching other small communities like Collingwood and Midland reach their successes as well. This year, 150 volunteers stepped up to make the event happen. It was the first in-person event since 2020, just before the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The energy that comes from the community coming together, walking and volunteering, it's just incredible, Goodall said. It's important to show people that are experiencing homelessness this kind of love and support. Jody Ekman has experienced chronic homelessness. He has stayed at the lighthouse and is now in the supportive housing program. He walked during the event Saturday. This event means everything to me, he said. I've been in supportive housing at the lighthouse for about a year and a half now and been able to find myself again through this place. Ekman now works part-time at the lighthouse in maintenance. I came from a pretty rough environment, he said. I've had a lot of help from the staff and good people at the lighthouse. He raised $595 for CNOY, which he says is a great cause. There is an epidemic of people out there who need the lighthouse to find themselves, he said. Because of this place, I've started to attend church, I've quit substance abuse and alcoholism, and have been sober for a fair amount of time now. As it has inspired him, Ekman hopes CNOY can inspire others to get the help they need. Donations continue to come in, and the event's fundraising total can be tracked here.